clap at that. It's fine. All right. I like it too. I like it too. I also like Hudson. I've been to this very stage maybe 4 or 5 times now, and thank you all for having me back. Since I was here last, I think it was last fall, I released a record. I would like you all to leave with that record. I have enough copies for most of you with me. Unfortunately, I have to sell it to you because money. But the record has a huge significance for me beyond the merely commercial. And I want to give you some context for that before I play. I recorded the album last August for an audience maybe a little bit smaller than this on my birthday. And it was a 3-hour recording session. So that was pretty intense for people. And I made this zine to let people have something to think about and look at besides me during those 3 hours. I'm not going to play for 3 hours now. I'll probably play for about half an hour. But I'm going to read something from this zine before I get going, like I said, to give you some context. This is called With Breathing. 1. It begins with breathing. I am certain of this, but I didn't know how it ends. I never knew how it ends until recently. Everything is in the lungs. Before I could breathe, my mother breathed for me. She breathed, and then I could breathe, and not long ago I watched and I listened and I held her hand as she breathed her last breath. So I know how it ends. It ends as it begins, with breathing. Early on an August morning in 1947, my mother began to breathe, and early on a March morning in 2013, she stopped breathing. Her life could be measured in breaths, in years, the years she breathed, in days, in the number of children she gave birth to, or the number she lost, or the things she made with her hands, or the dogs she kept as companions, or the places she lived, or the places she visited, or the songs she loved, or the cigarettes she smoked, the pain she endured. Such could be the parameters of her life as a work. And is this a strange introduction to a performance of the work of her son? I don't think it is. I want to situate my music in a context that is meaningful beyond the parameters of pitches and rhythms for which, even as a musician of many years, I have limited understanding or objectivity. My work is not about sound phenomena. I have only a cursory interest in sound phenomena, but a great interest in social phenomena. Music is not merely about organizing notes. It is about organizing ourselves. And I ask myself as I perform or write or record, how do I organize myself amidst others, with others? What do we do when we listen? What do we do when we write? What do we do when we perform? What is the music that my particular body makes, a particular body my particular mother made? Not to suggest there is anything special about either of us or others any more than any others, just that we are all particular and it follows that the music one makes will be particular too. I think about the social phenomenon of breathing in tandem with the breathing of others. It begins with breathing, I am certain of this, and it ends with breathing, I am certain of this. And why should it be anything else in between? Does this sound complicated? Because I don't want it to sound complicated, I want it to sound simple. It is simple as breathing, an act you do without thinking about it, or you do and you focus on it, or it is labored, difficult for you, and so, simply, it outweighs all other things you might do or think about doing. I watched and I listened and I held her hand as my mother breathed in her last hours, now faster, now slower, now louder, now softer. I watched and I listened and I held her hand, and surely she did the same when I was born. So I think I understand something about breathing. But sound phenomena confuse me, and in a world of confusion, why add more confusion? This is not a manifesto. I'm trying to situate my work in a context, and what I am thinking about is what kind of music the sound of my first breaths must have been for my mother, because perhaps this is music that all children and all parents can understand. And we are all one, if not the other. And I can approximate what my mother felt, if not in the details, then at least in the awe and the humility, by contrasting it with the kind of music my mother's last breaths were for me, something I knew I would never hear again. But to ask what kind of music I am thinking of is to think about the parameters of this music. I don't know. It is not delineated by temporal durations or spatial dimensions or structure or word count, and there are no words to describe this gift my mother gave to me, to let me hold her hand and let me listen and let me watch as the work that was her life ended, as she died. But there is a metaphor. It was like breathing. 2. When I was very young, I told my parents I wanted to be a fire engine. Not a fireman, but the actual vehicle. It was the sound of the thing, the spectacular sound of the siren that I wanted to be. And I imitated it often, but by the time I was 4 years old, I had changed my mind, and I told my parents that when I grow up, I want to be a mommy. I had learned to appreciate a social phenomenon. Perhaps sirens have a social function, but they don't have an inclination. But mothers do. At least my mother did. She wanted for me to be good at what I do, and for others to care for it, and for me to be happy doing it. And she taught herself, late in life, to appreciate the odd sounds and odd social phenomena of whatever scenes my music found a home in. Experimental, or avant-garde, or contemporary classical, or free improvisation, or noise, or jazz, or rock and roll, or whatever you want to call these attitudes toward music making and the social behaviors that develop around them. She went to all the strange concerts and talked to all the musicians and bought their recordings and invited them to her home and fed them. And she asked me what I thought, and she told me what she thought. And for someone who never played an instrument or wrote a song, she breathed this music deeply. And maybe the dying process began earlier than we thought. Maybe it was when she stopped being able to go to concerts and see her beloved musicians and speak with them and support their work. But I will tell you this last story. It was perhaps 10 days before she died, and I was so busy taking care of her that I hadn't played or practiced any music or slept in weeks. But I put on a Bobby Darin LP, and we never really listened to that record, and it held no special meaning for us, but fuck, music is music. So she in her wheelchair, and me in my exhaustion and deep, deep sadness at the devastating loss I was about to endure, we danced a little to that music, and the joy in the room was intense. And now I don't want to speak of her in the past tense, I want to breathe into my saxophone. This, after all, is the ability she gave to me, to breathe. This is where it began, and this, after all, is where it will end, with breathing.
Thank you. I'm
Play another to kind of balance that out emotionally. I'm going to read another shorter piece from this. All of the texts in here are from between the time last year when my mother died and when I made the album 5 months later. This, except for this last one, which is very short, which I wrote years ago, but I think thematically it has a lot to do with this record and what I'm trying to say, what I'm trying to play. The title is a Spanish language idiom, Esperar Que, which means waiting for what? This is to breathe out, to breathe in, to be without breaking. This is to inhale, to exhale, is to reverberate, to hear. This is them singing hope and tears welling up, joy in the eyes of any child not theirs. This is you knowing the words and singing in tune for the first time. This is waiting. This is waiting long enough. This is hearing. This is you hearing me hear you. This is the language they will speak, the one we won't understand. This is us botching the words, the rhythms, melodies, and their harmonies. This is theirs, singing life. When we will go, and life, singing theirs, is this. Thank you.
Thank you.
a lot. Thanks for listening.
Right.
That's what we got. Thanks to Save Yourself and Nathan and Joe for playing. And y'all for listening. It makes a big difference for me.
I didn't bring out keys.
Oh yeah, I'd love to have.